Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we're going to cover some farm news and list all the upcoming Extension events, like the Cow-Calf School planned February 19th. But first, for today's Did You Know, poinsettias can be enjoyed year-round. In all their colorful glory, poinsettias are a great addition to any home or church sanctuary during the holiday season. Ranging from red, white, green, pink, or a color combination, poinsettias can be maintained year-round, well beyond the holiday season. Poinsettias do best when temperatures are between 65 and 70 degrees. Consistency is key, so avoid drafts from windows or heat sources, such as a fireplace or a space heater. While bright, indirect light is preferred. K-State Extension advises keeping poinsettia leaves from touching cold windows. While soil should be moist as well, if the plant dries out too much, the poinsettia will wilt and potentially lose some of its leaves. Water the plant in a sink until the water runs through the drain holes of the container. But remember, the roots will rot if the poinsettia is left in standing water, such as a saucer or in the plastic sleeve they are often sold in. In my farming news, the Kansas Master Farm Family Award recognizes up to 6 farm families across the state each year, representing excellence in the development and operation of their farm business, their community development and service in agriculture, organizations and programs, family activities, and any other qualities that make the farm family outstanding in the county and communities where they live. Nominations for Master Farm Families are due May 8th of next year. It is truly an honor to be recognized among the top farm and ranch families across the state. Since its inception, roughly 500 farm-ranch families across Kansas have been bestowed with this honor. Both my grandparents and my parents have won this award. 18 farm families have won this award from McPherson County in total. Master Farm Families aren't just superb farmers and ranchers. They are also savvy business people, excellent stewards of resources, and leaders in our community. K-State Extension proudly co-sponsors this program along with the Kansas Farmer, which is a part of the Farm Progress Network. Nominations are being accepted for the Master Farm Families at this time. In my Extension news, plan now to attend this winter's McPherson County Annual Cow-Calf School, February 19th at the 4-H Building here in McPherson. You won't want to miss this year's program and the Kansas City Steak Supper. More details will follow, but remember to RSVP here at the Extension office. And our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, January 14th, starting at 6:30 at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn how to make tomato basil soup. This class is always free and hands-on. RSVPs can be completed on our Extension Facebook page or by calling our office between 8 and 5 weekdays. Just a reminder, the Extension office will be closed on December 24th to the New Year's Day. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.